Hi, welcome to the 5 Minute Shift. I'm mom coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. Today, I am talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart and probably near and dear to all of yours too. And it is the feeling of overwhelm, like you are drowning in your kids' commitments. I had a client going through this last week and I really wanted to share her story with you because it's so relatable. She said, "Last Thursday, I had just gotten the kids to sleep and I was so excited to sit on the couch, zone out and watch this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules. But I made the mistake of checking my email. I literally felt my stomach drop when I saw the subject line, end of the year dance recital details. The 4-page email included a ton of things that I had to do, like buy accessories and different colored shoes, different makeup I had to buy. It even said the line, "Tickets usually sell out in 20 minutes. There is nothing that will cause a mom greater anxiety than that comment of tickets sell out in 20 minutes. I shouted to my husband, "She's only 6. I am not buying another pair of ballet slippers." The overwhelm intensified when I noticed that rehearsal started super late at 6 p.m. and didn't end till 8. I thought she's going to be such a tired mess the next day. The whole thing felt overwhelming, and of course, it was all going to fall on me to do. The thing is, it's not even just about the dance recital. That's just the beginning of the spring and summer avalanche. What about the end of the year party, teachers' gifts, the field trip I volunteer to go on, and the 2 weeks they have off between school and camp starting where I literally have nothing for them to do? Here's the thing. If you, listener, are going through the same thing, you are not alone. Replace all of this with baseball, and I am right there with you. I remember back in October setting my alarm to sign my son up for summer camp, which is as hard as getting Taylor Swift tickets, I tell you. And my heart racing right at 10 a.m. as I frantically tried to fill out all the information. Same thing for flag football on a Saturday at 10, having my husband watch the kids while I am anxious trying to make sure that he gets in. The overwhelm around our kids' activities and all of the things that are happening at the end of spring, beginning of summer is very relatable and super normal. And here is what I told my client, and here are the questions that I asked her. I asked her, "Why did you sign her up for dance? What do you want to do? What do you need help with? What needs to happen right now and what can wait? What can you say no to and what do you not want to do?" Through coaching, my client resolved this and actually got off the call feeling prepared and calm and even looking forward to the end of the year. But it was only through contemplating these questions and recognizing that she had a choice. She said to me, "The reason I signed her up for dance is because she loves it. I always dreamed about having a girl who danced. I signed her up because I love her. I want to buy her the shoes. I want to help her change her costumes between songs. I'm going to ask my husband to help me with some of the scheduling and purchasing, and I'm going to have him ask his parents to take care of my older son. I love that we can all celebrate her hard work, and the thing is, none of this needs to happen right now. It's a lot, but it will all get done." So I want you to imagine the next time that you're sitting down to Netflix and chill and you see an email subject that makes you want to throw your phone, that instead of freaking out and spiraling, that you know you can handle it and even look forward to it. I know that you always wanted to be the mom who enjoyed her kids and enjoy these experiences with them. And that's what I do through one-on-one coaching with my clients. But the next time you are feeling overwhelmed by the avalanche of spring and summer, ask yourself these simple questions. Why are you signing them up? Why are you doing this? Why are you volunteering for the field trip? What do you want to do? What do you need help with? What do you need to say no to? What needs to happen right now and what can wait? And what do you not want to do? Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to stephaniercoaching.com/consult to sign up.